All right, just to say a quick word, totally unrelated to current events, because I think current events are just out of control, just out of control. I really need Mashiach to, that the Maharal says that in a few places that you can't bring order. Order is not chal on order. The order is chal on chaos, because otherwise, order, aniyim loch. You can't impose an order on order. If there's a sense of order, so that order is going to be resistant to an altered order. So order has to only be chal on chaos, where there's no order. And so the Maharal says it's the inyan of in ikvas of the Mashiach, all that Chazal describe, everything being out of control, because Mashiach comes to bring the real order, the real Seder, Molard's Deas Hashem, right? The real Das of understanding what's right and what's wrong, and then there'll be, Shiftu Almana, Rivu Yosam, and then it'll be, but it has to be chaos first in order for Mashiach to bring his order, because otherwise it'll be a competition between two different world orders. I just think that that's where we're headed. There's no more Seder in the world. Really, no. Shem Yirachem. I don't know a way out.
The precursor to Mashiach has to be disorder.
Chaos.
Why?
Because Mashiach brings order. And so an order can't be chal on order. So it has to be chaos. Okay. Has to be a siluk of all order.
Wow.
Otherwise, there'll be a power struggle between two different world orders.
It's going to be the liberal point of view for why Donald Trump is bad, because he's creating order.
That's right. No, that's exactly it. It's a war on law and order.
So we should vote Democrat.
Yeah, so, the Michta Melio has a piece on that. He asks it a different way. If Mashiach is only coming, Dorsha Kulo Zakai or Kulo Chayev, so Kulo Zakai already, it won't be. So if by me being a tzaddik, I'm being Ma'akiv the Gula, because I'm starting from being Kulo Chayev. Right, so he ponders the question.
Who asked this?
Michta Melio. He just says it a little more roundabout way, but he goes on and says, part of a much bigger mahala, that we have to do our job and just be bocher betov. We always have to just choose the right thing, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make his cheshbonos. We're not allowed to have cheshbonos like that of accelerating the ra. It's just because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure you won't gain from it. He'll make sure you won't gain from it. We still have to be bocher batov, but it's the only way I see it. It's Hashem Yirachem. There's no sense in the world anymore. All right, but we're going to talk about now super sense, the inyan of the nachash hanachoshes. Right, the Medrash says that Kodesh Baruch Hu never said, what to make it out of. It just says asel chasraf v'simo tohon nes. Right. So, how did Moshe know it should be copper? So the Medrash says something very interesting. So Moshe says, if I have latitude to do whatever I want, I'm going to make it out of nechoshes. She loshon nofel al loshon. So it should rhyme. Nechasha nechoshes. So it should rhyme. So he says. what does he mean? That's a lashon of a medrash. That would be lashon nofel lashon. So since I have latitude, I'm going to choose nechoshes. Should be lashon nofel. It should be like a tongue twister, like nechasha nechoshes. Lashon nofel lashon. So I'll Peter Ramban. I don't remember if the Ramban brings that medrash or not. But the Ramban goes into what the meaning of the nechasha nechoshes is, and basically explain it's a sod gadol, but it's the sod of the mitzvah, that's what he said, the sod of the mitzvah of Torah, that it was nes betoch nes. Because kayadua, if a person gets bitten by a dog, and the Ramban was a doctor, right, he was also in medicine, if a person gets bitten by a dog, the last thing you do is show him a dog, the last thing you do is mention a dog, because the trauma is, it'll make him sicker, right, kayadua. And here, Moshe Rabbeinu bidafka, they were all being bitten by snakes. And the bidafka, showed them a snake. Which, it's like in medicine, it's like the last thing you want to do for a patient because the trauma will make him sicker. Remind him. And here, dafka, vipito nachash nachoshes v'chai. And he says, because the Torah wanted to do a kol darkei Torah, heim nes betoch nes, a miracle squared. And he says, and that's the inyan of that scene of Kol Darkei HaTorah is Neis B'toch Neis. Now, what he's referring to, he's referencing to, is a Gemara that says when Hananiah, Mishael, V'Azariah were thrown into the Kivshon HaEish, so the Malchei HaShoras all were competing for the job of saving them. So Michal says, "I'm kulo kerach. I'm water and ice. I'll go and I'll cool down the fire." And Gavriel said, "No, I'm kulo esh. I should go. That should not just be. If you go, it's stamines. If I go, it's a nes betoch nes. That nes betoch nes, because that mamish that the one that the malch that order make it. You know, in my influence, should dafka make the fire hotter because I'm the sar shel esh." And Dafka, through that, it becomes cool for them. That's a nes betoch nes. And you see that that's exactly what happened, because the fire was cold on the inside but hot on the outside because the people around, you know, that furnace got burnt. But Hanani, Mishael, V'Azariah, you know, they were chilling in. And that's called nes betoch nes, right? So the pshat is like this. Rav Moshe Zichrono Livracha gave us a whole shiur on this. You know, but the gilui of nes betoch nes as opposed to stama nes, right? Stama nes, you know, ice angel come just when you needed him? That's a nes, right? You know, came out of nowhere and then neutralized it with a force that you couldn't bring up yourself. But over there is still logic. There's still logic, right? Because water and ice put out fire. So even though you know it's a nace in the sense that you got it exactly when you needed it, it came and you couldn't have conjured it up yourself, so it's still begetter nace, but it's still also within the, so it's supernatural, but it's still within the framework of logic, right? Nace betoch nace defies logic. The dafka the sar shel esh, right, should make something, you know, and that his influence seemingly on paper should only amplify, right, the power of the fire, and his influence on the fire made it, you know, habitable for Hananiah, Mishael, V'Azariah, but to prove that it was the Sar Shel Esh himself at work, as opposed to the Sar Shel Mayim, is that the fire got so hot on the outside that it burned the people around it. So that's already logic defying. That already defies logic. That's what the end of Nes Betoch Nes is. Right, and it shows, right, that that really all the forces of nature are artificial. They're all chomer biyada yotzer. The Rebbe Hashem can make it that fire itself will still be fire, but it won't be hot. Right, as opposed to like mustering a force to put out the fire. No, fire should be fire. Everyone will admit it's fire. A chemist example fire, and it will be cold, even though it's fire. Right? That's Nes B'toch Nes, right? That it shows that all the kochos of Teva, it's not the pshat that Rebbe Hashem has the choice whether to create it or to will it out of existence, but so long as it exists, it'll do its thing. And even God can't stop that. He just has a choice, will it exist or not exist? No, even with it existing and with it being what it is, afal pi kein, it can have the reversed effect. And that's the biggest gilui of Einod Milvado, that the only one real power that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because even the other forces that he wills into existence don't say, well, his only choice was whether to will it to existence or not to will it to existence, but once it exists, it'll do what it does. No, even after it exists as what it is, it's still up to him how it's going to function. With, and any scientist will admit, you know, and measure it and say, it's fire, and it won't burn. It won't burn, right? And that's the thing, what the Rebbe Hashem wanted to demonstrate by the Nachash, right? You know, Nachash HaNachoshes. Dafka, it should be, look at Nachash. And now that it should also be Nachoshes, to also sound like Nachash. Nachash, Nofel, Nachash. To mamash, make it as traumatic as possible for the people, that Dafka from there should come their refuah. And this already the Nefesh HaChaim says in Shar Gimel, that Am Yisrael was healed. He ties this in. This idea of Nachash, he ties in with his famous skula that everyone knows. People don't properly understand it. Everyone knows famous skula of Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Gimel, that if you're koveh b'lipcha enol milvado mamish mamish mamish, you're impervious. Nothing can harm you. Nothing can harm you. And it's in connection to that he speaks about the Nachash HaNachoshes. He said that's exactly what was going on. And he explains that that's the pshat in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, that v'chi nachash meir shana, as much as mistaklim kapel mishabnim v'imam lavim shebashamayim, the pshat is it was a challenge, right? Am Yisrael, you're not getting out of this until you mamish believe ein od milvado, right? They were being challenged and boxed in from every side, that the only way they're getting out of this, right, getting past the, you know, the snake bite, is if they're koveh belibom that eino milvado ve'en anochash meimit ela achet meimis, Kolash and Chazal, right? Like Rabbi Chanino was tak on this darga, as, you know, the snake bit him and the snake died. And they tried to do kshafim him and it said eino milvado, right? You know, that, you know, the afil the dvar kshafim, right? That the, so they were being challenged, they were being boxed in, from that they had no choice. It was either to come to the emunah of Eino Milvado or to die. Right? And they were being, this was the challenge that they were being boxed in on. And that's what the Ramban says, Kol Darkei HaTorah Heim B'derech Neis B'tzorah, because that's the most basic emes that the Torah was, you know, given to us. You know, by Mam and I say, Ata Horesa Ladas Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Eino Milvado. That's the most fundamental message of the Torah. Right? Eino Milvado. There's only one real power, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all the other powers, even after he created them, they're nothing if you believe that he's the one and only, and that's what Am Yisrael is being challenged to believe. Either believe it or die. And that was the challenge of the Nachash HaNachoshes.
Talks about that.
That's right.
The whole basis of...
That's the message of the Torah. That's what it means. Kol derech haTorah. That's the end of Neis betoch Neis. Nech betoch Neis is, you know, when you see that Eino Milvado Mamish, that even the other forces after he created them, even after he created them, and even after he gave them existence, even after all that, still Eino Milvado, they could exist, and still their Chomer Biyada Yotzer, whether they'll have any effect as is their natural function or not. Right, and that's why a person who's kavu on this emuna, right, is impervious to their effect, and that was the nachash to challenge Am Yisrael to reach that madrega. Hashem should help. You know, umal or tzeis Hashem l'chaim.